Settle your body, speech, and mind in the natural states as you've done before. And as you settle your mind in this natural state, releasing all grasping, you release all identification with your own negative qualities and traits, thereby releasing low self-esteem. And you release all identification with your positive traits and qualities, thereby releasing all sense of superiority, of arrogance. You release it all, and you're free, superior to no one, and in your very ground, you're inferior to no one either. Free like space. And now bring someone vividly to mind whom you find quite disagreeable. It may be because of the way this person has treated you in the past, and it may have been indeed really injurious, wrong. Or it may simply be this person's qualities that you find so disagreeable, even disgusting or contemptible. Bring this person vividly to mind and focus clearly on this person's negative behavior, negative qualities, all that makes him or her so disagreeable. And I'll let that, in this laboratory-controlled experiment, let that aversion arise towards this despicable person. then see how you have been the creator, the sculptor. Of your own construction of this person, for which the building blocks were your own memories, your memories of this person's behavior, your memories of this person's qualities. And out of these raw materials, you've constructed in your mind someone who is 100% disagreeable, no redeeming qualities at all, and therefore a worthy object of loathing, of contempt. And then note that this is a cartoon. This creation exists only in your mind, nowhere outside. So look through this construction, your own fabrication, perhaps inspired by true events, like one of those movies that is fiction, but inspired by true events. Look through the movie, look through the construction, and attend closely to the person who is the subject, like yourself. Look through all the veils until you find the common ground, you find the resonance, you find someone like you. With each in-breath, arouse the yearning. May you, like myself, be free of all that troubles you, free of all mental afflictions, all negative habituations, all that brings distress in your life and in your interrelationships with others. With each in-breath, imagine this person becoming free. With each out-breath, arouse the loving kindness, the aspiration. May you realize your heart's desire, your innermost desire, before your desires and aspirations become contaminated and disfigured by your mental afflictions. May you find genuine happiness and the causes of such well-being with each out-breath. Imagine this person finding the happiness that he or she seeks. Allow the appearance of this person to fade back into the space of your mind, back into the substrate. And now bring to mind someone with whom you are very enamored, great admiration, strong attachment. And attend closely to this person's attractive, admirable, desirable qualities. The ones that give rise to such attachment. Be they physical or mental, behavioral. What draws you to this person so strongly? And see that once again you are the artist, you are the creator. Out of the raw goods of this person's virtues, appearance, voice, and so forth, you've created someone who is 100% good, who exists only in your mind. And now look through the veil to someone who is looking back, who does indeed have virtues. But look through all the veils until you find someone like yourself, wishing to be free of suffering, wishing to find happiness. Attend closely to this person. With each in-breath, as you've done before, arouse the compassionate yearning. May you be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. With each out-breath, arouse the yearning, may you find happiness and the causes of happiness. and imagine it to be so as you breathe in and breathe out. And now bring to mind someone towards whom you feel rather bland, indifferent, no strong feeling one way or another. This person may have treated you neither particularly well or badly, be exceptional neither in terms of virtues nor vices. In other words, be simply quite ordinary. Bring this person vividly to mind. And let the sense of indifference arise. Not caring about this person one way or another. And once again, see that whatever is coming to mind now is simply a caricature, a creation of your own, fashioned from your own memories, with no one-on-one correspondence with anything outside of your own mind. And peer through this creation to that sentient being who is the center of his or her own mandala, with his or her own yearnings, hopes, and fears. And practice this before with each in and out breath. Now let your awareness expand out in all directions to all the sentient beings around you. And in the same way, evenly, breathe in, breathe out with compassion and loving kindness. Release all appearances and let your awareness rest in its own nature with no object. That's all. Enjoy your day.